USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president took to Twitter to tweet about interest rates and trade on Saturday. He says things are going along well with China and says that the Chinese are going to be paying tens of billions of dollars because of their monetary devaluations. He also wrote that China is pumping massive amounts of cash to keep their economy going. As far as how close we are to a trade deal with China, economist with the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore, believes...
This is such a moving target. There is extreme frustration at the White House, and it starts at the Oval Office, that the Chinese are not negotiating good faith. They go back on one thing they say they'll do one day, and the next day they do exactly the opposite.
A popular surfing beach north of San Diego was closed after a cliff collapse, killing three people and sending sandstone onto beachgoers. Rescue dogs are on the scene to determine if anyone else might be trapped under the rubble. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Violence in Baltimore is prompting a church to hold a peace walk downtown, calling for a weekend ceasefire.
We now have data that shows that ceasefire weekends have 60% less shootings in the city than other times.
That's Baltimore ceasefire co-founder Erica Brigford. Brian Kozlowski was convicted of poisoning his wife's coffee. Now, he was sentenced to 60 days in jail, and he will be serving that on the weekends. His ex-wife, who doesn't want to be identified, says she started getting suspicious when she felt tired while driving on the highway.
This was the morning rush hour. Other commuters were everywhere, honking at me, either to warn me I was about to hit the wall or trying to avoid a collision with me.
His ex-wife also says she put a security camera above her coffee maker and was horrified by what it captured.
He poured himself a cup of coffee, took the blue substance, poured it into the pot, and swirled it around.
Many people are outraged that he will be serving his time on weekends. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration, through Jared Kushner, recently proposed a new immigration bill to Congress that would completely change the U.S. immigration system and make things more merit-based. Well, James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation, and he tells Fox News this is a pretty good idea on how to do things.
So we currently bring in about 1 million immigrants each year. It's really about 10% of that we actually bring in to strengthen our economy and bring value. The other 90% are a whole bunch of other things. And so the president's plan would shift that, make about 60-70% people that actually would bring in and strengthen the economy. Mm-hmm. I've actually read the draft plan. It's a really solid plan, so it's a great question. You know, nobody has put a merit-based immigration plan. We've been debating immigration for 20 years. Nobody's put one on the table before the president. But when the president unrolled this idea, the mainstream opposition in the Congress just said, well, this is ridiculous. We don't want to do this. It's just not fair.
And as far as any Democrats' plans on immigration, Carafano says,
they've tied any immigration reform to amnesty. Well, the first thing you have to do is give amnesty to more of the illegal immigrants. But the problem is when you give amnesty, that just overwhelms the system. Look, we are probably going to bring in as many illegal immigrants this year as legal immigrants, right? Mm. And so it's just not compatible to say, well, let's reform the system. It's like saying, let's plug a hole in the boat, but then, you know, the wave of illegal immigration just swamps the boat, and they won't deal with the problem that their policies are tantamount to open borders.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.